This is Entertainment Spotlight, here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. There's been so much news going on in entertainment, we just haven't really gotten around to doing one of our Who's Getting Naked Now segments in quite a while, so we need to get caught up. And let's start out with probably the oldest performer we've ever talked about in Who is Getting Naked Now. That's 67-year-old Grace Jones. I watched a recent performance of hers where she sang the song Slave to the Rhythm, and she hula-hooped the entire song. She's 67 years old, perfectly hula-hooping through a fairly long song. It was very impressive. At the Afropunk Fest, which took place last August, she did more than just hula-hooped. She also appeared naked. This was to recreate a 1984 photo shoot that she did. The photographer was Robert Mapplethorpe, and she wasn't completely naked. There was paint. And this was done by Keith Haring, who does amazing body paint work. And a series of photographs is pretty iconic. Makeup artist Robert Green had only an hour to recreate that paint job. Grace Jones continues to be one of the most daring performers in music. Now, in contrast, we have a who is not getting naked now, and that's Helen Mirren. She has appeared nude many times, and it's always been a delight, even as she has aged through the years. It began all the way back in 1969 in a film called Age of Consent, and she has continued to appear nude throughout her long film career. But she has announced at the age of 70, that's it. She's done. She said, and I'm sure it sounds much better in a British accent and in a female voice, she said, "My pleasure pillows are purely for my husband now." Well, Helen Mirren, congratulations on a well-deserved retirement for your lovely breasts, and thank you for all of the many years that you have given us with your sharing of them for our enjoyment and the sharing of your talents as an actress as well. Seeing you topless and nude was always enjoyable, but seeing you act is always enjoyable, whether you have your clothes on or not. Model Bella Hadid is American, but she also has Palestinian heritage, and she has a Dutch heritage, but she was born right here in Los Angeles. Now, it goes without saying that she is beautiful, but she's also sporting a look that I really like. It was at a Vogue event, and there's a great picture of her. She's wearing a black dress, but the part covering the breasts has a sheer fabric on it, and we can clearly see that she has pierced nipples, and she is showing them off proudly. It's daring, but I like it. Now, you probably know Rose McGowan from the long-running WB series Charmed, but she also does music videos. She's got a new one out now that is quite unusual and difficult to describe. It's titled RM486, and she initially appears covered in a white plaster dripping down off of her. She peels it off to reveal herself naked and very, very white, just like the covering. She is hairless and very alien-looking in the music video. It's unusual and definitely worth taking a look at. Chelsea Handler is no stranger to appearing naked in photography. And there's a picture on Us Magazine, or at least their site. Not a sexy picture, though. She is holding an apple in front of her crotch. Okay, I can kind of go with that. And she's wearing just a bra. But the expression on her face as she takes the selfie is not a pretty one. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I don't think she intends it to be sexy. It's not a naked picture, but it's a sexy picture. It's Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting on the cover of October issue of Shape magazine. She's dressed in just underwear and an open shirt, and as it turns out, that's a really good look for her. And no, I'm not going to make any lame Big Bang jokes. Now, the recurring theme to this segment is that we are appreciative of people with beautiful bodies, male or female, who share them with us because they're lovely to look at, and sexy and delightful and all those things. But sometimes people who share their nudity also are very brave, and I think that is the case with Demi Lovato and her photo shoot for Vanity Fair for the October issue. Why was it brave? Because of the rules that she set down for photographer Patrick Eccleston when he arrived. She said she had three rules. No makeup. No clothes. No retouching. Now that's brave. I'm a big advocate of people posing as they really are, because I think it helps people. I think when we have unrealistic views of women, they're photoshopped so that they're not even human beings anymore. This isn't good for people. If that's what you get used to seeing, then real female bodies are going to be a shock to you if you're male, and you're going to feel bad about yourself because you can never live up to that if you're female. It's just bad all the way around. So Demi Lovato, I think, did something that is important to do and should happen more often. Real women's bodies are beautiful and sexy, flaws and all, and that's what people need to see more of. The real Demi Lovato, beautiful inside and out. And of course, if we're going to have a Who Is Naked Now segment, we got to talk about Miley Cyrus. Don't know if this is true or not, but this is according to the Flaming Lips frontman, Wayne Coyne. He's going to be going on tour next month with his group, the Flaming Lips, and Miley Cyrus. And he says that they're going to do one show with the performers and audience appearing completely in the nude. I don't know how they will do that and get away with it if it is true. There's quite a few logistical problems with that. Okay, he says they're going to shoot it for a video, so it's going to be a very selected audience and probably a pretty small audience and not a public venue, probably. But who knows?